You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 1 to 6. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man, one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? So he said to him, Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. This story is quite instructive. First, I want to point out that Cornelius was described as a man that was devout, a man that was committed, a man that feared God, that gave alms and prayed to God always, but he was not born again. We must stress this. Because in discernment of men, you must understand what it means to be born again. Religion is different from being born again. This man is a classic example of what it means to be religious. In fact, every religion is seeking to be like this man, a devout man, one who feared God with his own house, who gave generously to people and prayed to God always. That looks like he's got it all. But yet, Cornelius was not saved. Cornelius was not born again. He is still under the sinful nature. He is still under the flesh. Then the second thing is that an angel appeared to him, a man that wasn't born again. So it's not prayer and fasting that makes angel appear to people. When you look at scriptures, angel appeared to very many ordinary people and spoke to them. So don't let anybody make the appearance of angel to give credibility to their spirituality, to sort of suggest to you that they are superior to you because they see angels. There is nothing about seeing angel. It is seeing Jesus that we are being transformed into his likeness. It is the glory of God that changes us into the likeness of God. Seeing angel does not change anybody into the likeness of God. So let's not make any big deal of seeing angel. And then even when the angel now appeared, the angel now told him that he must send for somebody, a human being like him, that's the person that will tell him what to do. Even the angel could not tell him what to do. The angel could not help him. There was a need for a human being like him to help him. Many people are looking for angels when God has sent men to help their lives. When God has put the word that will help them in the mouth of a man like them, but they are looking for angels. They want to see angel. Angel appeared to Cornelius, but angel could not solve Cornelius' problem because angels were not given to preach the gospel. That is given unto man. And so even the angel had to tell him that, see, I can't help you. You have to go and look for Peter. Peter will be the one that will tell you. He said he will tell you what you must do. The angel didn't tell him what to do. It took Peter to lead Cornelius and his household to Jesus. Then it is also instructive to see that the angel said in verse 5, now send men to Joppa. That's a location. That's a place. And send for Simon, whose name is Peter. Can you imagine? The full name of Peter. He is lodging with Simon a tanner, whose house is by the sea. Whose house is by the sea. That is the address of Peter. In other words, God does not forget where he deposits anointing. God will never forget where he deposits anointing. What you need is faithfulness. It's not to keep running after men, printing billboards and posters. That's not what opens doors in life. It is God who knows where you are. He knows your address. He knows the bed where you are sleeping. He knows the place you are staying and is able to send for you. It is God that put our thought in the minds of men. So the person you need to focus on is God, not men. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, you can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.